so funny.
And welcome back to another episode of Underdog Podcast. So I've been on TikTok watching videos and seeing former athletes, former NBA players, former NFL players, you know, kind of explaining the inner workings of the organizations of the NFL and of the NBA, and looking more at the professional aspect, or perspective rather, of what's going on. Because from the outside looking in, we see, you know, competitiveness, integrity of the game, and, you know, well, the excitement value of it all. But from the inside, well, you got to understand it's a business, sports entertainment. And I think some lawsuit was brought up at some point by somebody where they were more or less just stating how they got ripped off or something as far as gambling and stuff, and it was it came out in court in one of the documents that the NBA was saying that they are a sports entertainment. It was either NBA or NFL. I'm not too particularly sure exactly. I don't remember who what the case was about. Probably shouldn't even brought it up if I didn't have enough details, but maybe it'll pique your curiosity and you'll go do your own research. So, sports rigging. People have to understand that, no, people have to comprehend, excuse me, people have to comprehend that sports being rigged is a thing. Because morality, values, standards, integrity, honesty, loyalty, those things aren't really, you know, well, values and traditions in America. So just get that out your head. You can see it in youth sports, where some teams or some players, there's always some type of bias or some type of favoritism. I saw it when I was coaching girls varsity basketball in high school these past 2 years. My daughter is still on the team. I can see the bias in the referees. And you can say, oh, maybe that's a local thing. No, it's just people have their bias anyways. Biases, whatever. People have those things anyways. So take this for example. Take this for example. You have what goes on in high school sports, the politics, the, oh, you know what, you're a little too small, or you a little too big, or, you know what, we already have this type of player. Not looking at you, the person, not looking at you, the individual, not paying attention to your characteristics, not looking at your intrinsic value. Then you go, and then you also have the money behind it, where the high school coaches are making X amount of money, depending on what state that they're in and how they're getting paid, but also booster clubs, donations to the team, gifts to the team. How is that money distributed? Is it supposed to go to kids? No, technically it's not, because it goes into your child labor laws and other things like that. And then every high school is governed by their state, you know, high school association, a sports association, or something like that. And then you go into the college level, where millions, if not billions of dollars, are being made by universities, million-dollar coaches, salaries, and the kids are getting paid, well, nothing, because they're amateurs. They're amateurs that bring in millions of dollars, if not billions of dollars at times. All the sponsorships, all the endorsements that go to the school and everything, but yet the college kids just live in the dorms on campus, you know, getting some food and stuff, and maybe getting a little kickback money here and there to buy Xbox, buy PlayStation, buy some shoes, whatever, go out on vacation or something like that, go back and forth to their, hometowns. And now you have the NIL deals, which is really just, you know, bringing a quiet part out loud, essentially. And you get a dealership, a new car or something like that. You know, it's little things like that. And then you go into the professional standpoint, the professional side of businesses, where billions of dollars, now you're in a billion-dollar industry. Let alone you have the gambling aspect in college and in professional sports. I'd rather not I don't know too much about high school sports as far as gambling, but I know there are scandals, but that's really more on a local basis. So you have the gambling aspect of college and the professional side of sports. You have the advertisements of college and professional side of sports. You have the sponsorships, the brand deals, right? The TV deals. All these people are making tons of fucking money. You don't think that it's within those different parties' best interest to get the best product on television, the best product out there to increase profits and revenue. The integrity of the game does not matter. The value of entertainment, which the product is being pushed out there, is the main concern. We are already in a country here in America that is not of high moral or certain morals and values and characteristics, honor, integrity, things like that. So the competition and the fairness of the game is not really a concern when we're talking about millions and billions of dollars being generated. So the idea of games being rigged, which in a sense really means trying to manipulate certain outcomes or desired results, I don't understand how that's far-fetched for some people at this point in time. And I can't remember if I talked about this before on a podcast. Fuck it. Doesn't matter. I'm going to say that shit again. I remember being a kid, and my dad used to always be like, oh, man, this game is rigged. Oh, this and that. I would sit there, and I'll listen to him, and I'll just, you know, think about what he's saying. Not automatically just be dismissive of it. Why should I? I'm a child. I don't have that much experience. I don't know too much about the world and stuff. I'm listening to my father tell me some things about the world that I don't know yet. But then 2001, 2002, wherever the time frame was, Tim Donahue, whatever his name is, you know, rigging games or whatever, or fixing games. You hear tons of different reports throughout the years of people trying to manipulate outcomes, point shavings, you know, always with Vegas and shit like that. And it's like, huh. These things never turn into huge scandals, and they should, because this is essentially affecting the integrity of the game. How can you have people go out there and give it everything they got when does it even matter when you got refs calling certain calls? How many times have we sat and watched a game and be like, damn, why did they call that? Or be like, damn, why the fuck? They know that's a foul, right? They know that was a false start. They missed that obvious call. Like, you standing right there, how you missed that? But why did you miss it? Why did they go to instant replay? They know that's a fucking catch. What's taking so long to determine what the fuck a catch is and what is not a catch? Why they stop calling the carry calls? Palming the ball. You know what the fuck they're doing. Why are they letting that extra step on the gather step and making up these extra fucking rules that never really existed before? Oh, why they want them shooting from half court? It's entertainment. They try to pick up the pace of the game. They try to be more entertaining. They want to see things that are spectacular and stuff. Why? Because it's sports entertainment. And when it's entertainment, it's being pushed by money. So that means the integrity of the game is not a priority. Plain and simple. So it's not outrageous, outlandish, or fucking crazy conspiracy theories to think or suggest that these games are being manipulated. Why would they not be? Like, you gotta think about it. Why would the games not be manipulated? It makes so much sense for it to be manipulated. If I got billions of dollars on the fucking line, of course I'm going to try to manipulate the outcomes to have the desired outcome, and which increases my profits and revenues for my shareholders, for my sponsorships, for my brand deals, for my advertisers, for everybody involved except the fucking players. And then the fans get what the fans get, because, let's be honest, you don't need your fans to love the game. You need them to be emotional towards the game. Right? So the emotional outrage is also good for the game. What does it say? There's no such thing as bad publicity? No, because attention is attention. What you do with it and how you spend that energy is your prerogative. When you sit and watch some of these games and you sit and watch some of these matchups, you don't think they want a large market and another large market in the, you know, championship game? You don't think they want the large markets in these semifinal game, playoff games and stuff like that? We just sat there and watched these motherfuckers promote Taylor Swift. Why? So they can bring in a whole new fucking audience. It's money, man. It's money. Hey, y'all go ahead and start dating. Yeah, this is good for business. Oh, yeah, we're going to bring this shit up. Oh, yeah. Next thing you know, Taylor Swift's going to be performing at fucking halftime. Did she already do that shit? I don't even fucking know. It doesn't even matter to me. Those things don't matter to me because it's not about the game. But the idea is to bring in the general populace. So you can bring in as much people because now you're tapping into a larger source pool of revenue. Now you can sell Travis Kelce jerseys to Swiftie fans. They don't give a fuck. But hey, that's Taylor Swift's boyfriend. They're dating and stuff. Oh, I got me a Travis Kelce jersey. I'm supporting Taylor Swift. Like, this is how people are easy to be manipulated. So you tell them you can't manipulate in a game? It's not that hard. It's not that hard. So to think that games are being rigged is not beyond questioning. And it should not be dismissed right away. The real question we have to ask ourselves as fans are supporters of fair competition. Because fans fanatical makes you a little, you know, emotional and irrational, not necessarily logical. But when you're a supporter of fair competition and you enjoy watching fair competition or balanced competition, because nothing will ever be completely equal or completely fair, but you want to try to get as much as possible to give each team or each individual or opposing forces in that competition an opportunity at winning. How many times have you sat and watched a game and looked at that shit and knew right off the bat, oh, they're going to fucking lose tonight. They're going to lose tonight. Oh, they're going to cheat them tonight. Yeah. Yeah, they're going to cheat them tonight. When you see, like, you watch an NBA game and one of the top defenders on one team is going up against a superstar on the other team, and that top defender gets 2 fouls in the first quarter, and you're like, oh, yeah. Yeah, they're not about to let this shit happen tonight. When it's on prime time, it's on Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday afternoon. Right? When it's not football season and the NBA is going on a Sunday afternoon, they have a prime time game and they want people watching stuff, millions of people watching. You think they're going to let their star players or have their star players go out there and look like shit? Even though that is literally the game, right? People have bad games. Give respect to your opponent. Think about the times when you see that kind of off year where like a Tampa Bay team or a small market team wins the championship. It just makes it seem kind of awkward, right? Makes it seem kind of odd. Oh, it's not LA. Oh, it's not New York, right? It's not Miami. It's not some larger market in a sense. I mean, large market cities are kind of shifting right now with, you know, the economy and all that type of shit. So, but still, it's not beyond questioning. As we watch these games, like I said, the instant replay, the constant commercial. You ever go to a live game and notice that the timing of it all is different because there's no TV timeouts because you're not watching on TV. But you notice that every now and then the game just stops. And you're like, wait a minute, is it in the quarter? Did they call a timeout? Why are we just pausing here? No, because they had to throw in that TV commercial that might be an extra 30 seconds. Might be an extra, you know, 20, 15, maybe 60 seconds at the most. Oh, just got down to the quarter? Oh, they're not going to start yet. They got to wait a little bit longer to get that commercial going. So right there, with commercials alone in the game is already being manipulated. What you see is already being manipulated. Because those commercial breaks during the end of the quarter, during timeouts, things like that, they're already manipulating the game. You should just watch the game in its entirety without any interruptions. The game should just play without any interruptions. But instead, there's those commercial TV breaks, timeouts, shit like that. You don't think that affects someone? You have to kind of get used to that. And to kind of go back to the inside player perspective, listening to, I think I've been seeing clips of Rasheed Wallace and Bonzi Wells talking about it. And then if you've seen those Iguodala, I think Andre Iguodala, man. Yeah, Andre Iguodala and Evan Turner, I think it was on J.J. Redick's podcast, when they're sitting there talking about, you know, those players are considered role players, which I think is hilarious. Because you got solid, great NBA players in all three. But how you going to call them role players? Whatever. That's also marketing. That's also manipulation of the game. Designating people as certain aspects or certain players and shit like that, as if Andre Iguodala was not a finals MVP. And very deserving of that. But you don't think that kind of fucked up things? They didn't want to give that shit to him. They wanted to make sure they gave it to Steph Curry. But you can't deny what you were seeing. Right? To take those players and then make them play a certain role in a certain position. It's not always based on skill. It's not always based on knowledge of the game. It's based on politics. Politics in the sense of the governance within that organization. Hey, this person has a sponsorship deal with Nike, Under Armour, whatever. They also have this other connection. Their agent is doing this. Their agent got them in, their agent is talking in management's ear. So, hey, they got to be spotlighted. They're going to touch the ball. They're going to get at least 20 shots up a night. They're getting at least 20 shots up a night. Oh, your agent, you know, you don't really have an agent, or you don't have an agent at all, or you know, your agent's not that good, or whatever the case is, or you don't really have no sponsorship deals. Oh, you don't give a shit about those things. You don't really care about those things. That's fine. Oh, yeah, you're a good player. Oh, yeah, you're killing them in practice. Doesn't matter. Hey, you don't shoot no more than 4 times tonight. In fact, you just stand in the corner. Play defense. You do all the dirty work. Go out there and do all the dirty work. Don't get no shine. Don't get no appreciation. Don't worry about it. Play your role and you'll get a ring or something. That's manipulation of the game right there. That's not indicative of trying to win. It's not. That's manipulating outcomes. Because if you're a coach, you're just trying to fucking win. Right? If you're a coach of honesty and integrity, you're just trying to win. It doesn't matter who fucking gives you the chance to win that night. You're trying to go with who gives you the chance to win. Period. If my star player is not playing great, guess what? Hey, come sit down. I don't know what the fuck's going on here today, but don't worry. We got fucking 11 other motherfuckers on this roster that are dressed, right? Because it's actually 15. 3 aren't even dressed sometimes in uniform. Now, they might be. Sometimes they might dress all 15. But you have other players that can help fucking win the game tonight. Tonight might not be your night. But what happens? The media will spin it. Oh, yeah. The media is a huge thing, too. The media will spin it and be like, oh, yeah, the star player was not good tonight, and blah, 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 this, this, and that. And then that agent goes, say, hey, how come you took so-and-so out tonight? Oh, yeah, they just weren't having a good shooting night, and, you know, we wanted to win the game. No, no, no. It's in their contract, and I talked to management. They should get at least 20 shots up a night and stuff in X amount of minutes. And just because nobody cares about a Tuesday night in Sacramento, no, we need to go out there and fucking give him his points and stuff so he can put those numbers up and everything, so it's good for his contracts and negotiation, and so he can get that fucking sponsorship deal with goddamn Cheerios or some shit like that. You know what I mean? Like, that's what it comes down to. So all those things right there are already manipulating the outcome of the game. Rigged. Like, how, if you pay attention, it's right there. It's in the details. Well, I always tell my kids, pay attention to the details, because the small little things will show you the bigger picture. It's like a fucking puzzle. They're sitting there. They're thinking about everything outside of it. I was watching another clip on TikTok where this woman, I wish I would have knew what her name was in the video. But she was basically, so here's the other perspective. The groupies. Right? The women that are going up to the men and being at the hotels and trying to, you know, get sex from them, or have sex with them, rather, to set them up to get pregnant. Because that's a check for 18 years right off the bat. Because they're going to cut the check. They're going to cut the check. It's cost of doing business. Zion Williamson got to watch out. I had to say that one, bro. I had to say that one. So people got to understand. People have to comprehend. I got to stop saying that. People have to comprehend the situation. If the women are at the hotels, if the women are up in the press box, right? Or suite box, rather, not press box. In the suite boxes. If you ever sat up in a suite box during a game, I have before. It was like one of those military salute things. One of my troops was doing it. So he invited me because he knew I was a Bucks fan. And it's different up there. It's different. You're watching down on the game. You can see the field. But you no longer feel like, you don't necessarily feel like a fan. You feel like you're just sitting at home watching something and a more relaxed version of it and stuff. And then you can get all this food behind you and shit that's already included in the price or whatever, the tickets, wherever. You're treated like a special guest. So, and that's usually for friends, family members, or, you know, certain things that they got going on, but also women. Right, I think I seen another video on TikTok where some, one of the children, like a professional sports, I think it was football player, NFL player, where it's like, oh yeah, it's nothing to have, you know, the wife right here in the front, in front of me, and then the girlfriend behind me. So you have those things, you have all that shit going on, so of course you're gonna put Taylor Swift up there. Because that brings in more attention, more attraction. Once again, none of this shit has anything to do with the integrity of the game, the fairness and competition of the game. But you don't think you bring a Taylor Swift to the game and her boyfriend is Travis Kelce and the defending, well, I think, they're the defending Super Bowl champs. You think you're going to have her come out to a home fucking Kansas City Chiefs game and what? Lose? Fuck out of here. That's not happening. So you don't think as a player, you go into that game with that opposing team and you're going to Kansas City and you know Taylor Swift is up there in the fucking sweet box and your mindset is already like, damn, NFL ain't gonna let us win this shit. But at the end of the day, things that are trying to be, you cannot control anything because of conscious free will. So the players of that opposing team all had to come together and recognize that, hey, we're fighting against the odds. We're already fighting against the odds. The NFL does not want us to win this game. They're trying to promote this team. They're the defending Super Bowl champs. They got Taylor Swift up there and shit. They got her Swifty fucking fans watching football. Don't even know what the fuck is going on. And they want us to lose so Travis Kelce can look good. So the Kansas City Chiefs can look good. So Taylor Swift can be celebrating a win and have her shots and everything. You see what happened when Travis Kelce scored a touchdown, right? Look what happened. They zoom right into fucking Taylor Swift to see her all jump up and celebrate and everything. The fuck out of here with that, man. The fuck out of here, bro. If you're a Kansas City Chiefs football fan, if you're a fan of fucking football, what the fuck do you care about Taylor Swift for? That's irrelevant right now. We're watching the fucking game. Can Taylor Swift catch a goddamn football? Right? I know she's fucking damn near 6 foot. Maybe we put her out there on the field at wide receiver or something, but still. Is she out there catching no football? No. Why are we panning to her and shit? Because it's attention. It's a business. It's entertainment. From one entertainment world to the other entertainment world, it's still entertainment. Musician, musical entertainment, sports entertainment. It's all part of the entertainment industry. And we're talking about entertainment, then of course, rigging, manipulation of outcomes, that is built into the fabric of the system. It's built into it. Because entertainment is entertainment. It's not about fairness, not about competition, it's not about loyalty, it's not about honesty. No integrity. It's about making shit entertaining. And for whatever reason, people have a hard time of accepting that. I have no problem. I can still watch some of these games and I can see it. You get, once you start to be aware of it, you can't unsee it. You see the little things. You see the little position of the ball. You see them not calling certain things. You see them taking a little bit longer in that instant replay. And what they do now, wait, go to some referee headquarters to oh, yeah, yeah, we got to get the official word in from headquarters and blah, blah. Why? Why you got to get official word from a motherfucker that's not even there? That's not even watching the game. That's not even reffing the game. That's not involved in the game. They're just being an observer of it. If they actually even watch, you know, you get what I'm saying? Like, this goes into a whole nother area because it doesn't matter. It's entertainment. You think the instant replay was really for them to make sure they get calls right? Or was it to add a dramatic effect to the game? Yeah. You got to think about it, man. You really got to think about it. I just think of it as watching WWE, as just watching sports entertainment, you know. And it helps not to get so much emotionally involved in it. Because I'll admit, I was, you know, super emotionally involved in it because I'm a competitive person. So I get caught up in it. But I'm looking, I'm like, wait a minute. The competition ain't the same. You can see it in some of the players' motions, in their movements, in their eyes. They're not out there giving it everything they got. They're not competing really hard. Probably because they're already defeated internally. Because they realize, they understand that, you know what? I go out here and give everything I got. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Because they're going to try to cheat the shit out of us anyways. Because you know what? The Vegas odds don't have us winning. We're not the, you know, the superstar team. We don't have these players or these type of superstar players. We don't have the attention of the outside world outside of the sport. And not to say that these things don't happen in other sports organizations around the world. But, you know, for the most part, I can only speak on America. But rigging, manipulating outcomes, you goddamn right that's going on. Why would it not? It's a goddamn business. Of course it's going on. You're making billions of dollars in profits and revenue. You have a whole bunch of shit that you have to make sure you keep sustaining. You want to keep making more money. That commissioner is basically like the CEO of the organization that the owners kind of pick and stuff. So, of course, they're getting a huge salary. Why does the CEO get a huge salary? Because they're bringing in millions, if not billions of dollars. Now, do they necessarily deserve that? Still no. Nah, I mean, let's be honest. They're not fucking putting the ball in the basket. They're not throwing the fucking football, right? Right? They're not putting the puck in the net. They're not hitting the baseball. They're not doing none of those fucking things that we actually care about. But they're doing the manipulative part, the shit behind the scenes that increases revenue and profits, because you're not just going to get it from ticket sales and jersey sales. It's from TV endorsements, from sponsorship deals, advertisement deals. Vegas. At the end of the day, whether you want to agree with it or not, the reality is gambling is huge. And gambling, for the most part, is probably the main reason why it's rigged. Why these sports games are manipulated in their outcomes and their results. Trying to attain the spread. Look into gematria, look into numerology, and see how, I think I follow Gematria Effects News or something like that. Oh, damn, I should remember the name. I follow them on X. I think they have a YouTube channel. Go ahead, look into that shit. Look into that shit. Because now when I watch the game, I'm starting to know how the thing's going to turn out. And really, because I've been watching so much sports, you can kind of predict it anyways. I already knew the Bucks were going to lose last night. It's Monday Night Football. Even though Tampa is at home. Is Tampa at home led by Baker Mayfield? At quarterback? You have the Eagles, right? Coming off a Super Bowl, right? A dynamic offense. Jalen Hurts. I think he's one of the high, if not the highest paid player in the NFL. You think they're going to have them going to Tampa on a Monday night, opening up a doubleheader and fucking lose? Are you serious? You think the NFL is going to allow that shit to happen? Now, granted, they're probably the better team anyways, but still. You pay close attention, it's just little subtleties. And that's all it is, because most people don't pay attention to the details. So it's nothing to pull one over on anybody. It's nothing to do the sleight of eye in front of some sleight of hand rather in front of someone. They're not paying attention. Look into those things. Look into the money that's being made. Look into Vegas odds. Look into all the money going on behind the scenes in gambling. And then continue to ask yourself, are these games being manipulated or rigged? And then recognize that they care a lot more about Taylor Swift than any fucking thing and other celebrities outside the goddamn game. What happens in the NBA game when they're courtside? Oh, we got Beyonce courtside. This is great. What the fuck? I give a fuck about Beyonce being courtside in the goddamn game, bro. Pay attention to the fucking game. What's going on? But this is entertainment. So this is what you get. Entertaining shit, if you think it is. So until next time.
Everybody's so funny.